The Sound of Music, certainly a movie or a musical that probably a lot of us have seen and probably most of us have enjoyed, but there's one song in particular that comes to mind with today's readings, and it's the song about confidence. I have confidence. In this great scene where Julie Andrews is kind of bouncing around with her guitar in her bag and singing her song, and as she approaches the house, she sees the house and she stops in her tracks. She's nervous and she says quietly that great scene, "Oh, help," right? But then she opens the door and gains her confidence back and, of course, rings the doorbell, ready to take care of those great kids. And so as we come before the Lord today in sacred scripture, we hear of maybe a little bit of a similar story. We know that the apostles and the disciples, when they were with Jesus, were very confident. We know that they went out and they preached in Jesus' name. They healed people and they spent those years with Jesus. They left everything behind to follow him. And then as they approached what is their house, they saw the cross, right? They saw the cross that they were also to bear in their own lives. And they faltered. They struggled. Many of them weren't there with Christ when he was crucified. They were locked in the upper room for fear of the Jews. But it wasn't like that forever. They regained their confidence. And we hear in our first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, these and all the great works that the apostles and the disciples did in Jesus' name. And now, maybe we can ask them, what happened? What happened to those apostles and those disciples? Well, I think there's a few things we can point to, right? Of course, they saw Jesus. They saw our risen Lord. And two, they received the Holy Spirit. And we know those two things are very important, but we also know that even before that, they had confidence when they were with Jesus, when they were with him daily. And so this great dynamic of these apostles, these men, having their struggle, enduring their own cross, and regaining their confidence. And so we can maybe look into our own lives this Sunday. We can ask ourselves, where is my confidence? Do I have confidence as the disciples did and the apostles did? Maybe we can look at what the word confidence means, right? It literally means with faith or with trust. And so the apostles went forward with great faith, with great trust. In that what they had received, right, first with the man they were with, but then after the Lord's resurrection, that they had received what they needed to go out and do God's work. They had faith. Now, another meaning that's maybe a little bit less used for confidence, right, is a secret communication between two mutually trusting people. And so maybe putting all of that together, we could say today, that when we have confidence in God, that is, when we have that communication with him and that mutual trust, when we have a life of prayer, first off our private prayer, but also a life of the sacraments in the church, when we have that confidence in God, then we also can have that with faith, that confidence, that with faithness, with faithfulness. And the good news is that the gift of faith is a gift. And so whenever we find ourselves in those moments where we doubt, where we struggle, where we have to endure the cross of health or family or anything in this world, we can ask for more. We can say, Lord, I come before you weak and without confidence. I need faith. I need hope. I need trust. We come before him and God gives us all of those gifts in abundance, especially during this time of Easter and especially on this Sunday when we recall the gift of divine mercy. We recall the gift that we can go before the Lord at all times and receive infinite mercy, infinite love, infinite gifts, so that we can too can do great works in God's name as he calls us to do great things. And first among them is to love God above all things and our neighbor as ourselves. And so on this Divine Mercy Sunday too, we come before the Lord. We come before him living in the Eucharist, and we say, Jesus, I trust in you.